This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Take up the cross. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Are we taking up our cross and following Jesus? What does it mean when one says take up the cross? In the first century, cross was not a symbol of a religion. It was rather an instrument used to punish the culprits. The Roman authorities in the first century punished their culprits by crucifying. It was one of the cruelest ways the Romans persecuted their subjects, particularly the slaves. The one sentenced to be crucified had to carry their own cross. The Romans crucified Jesus Christ like they would deal with any other slave. Thus, Romans used cross as an instrument to torture and kill Jesus. The Gospel of John chapter 19 verse 17 reads, "Carrying his own cross, Jesus went out to the place of the skull, which is in Aramaic called Golgotha." Yes, Jesus carried his own cross to Golgotha, where he was crucified on the very cross he carried. The call to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is a call to follow in the footsteps of Jesus and suffer for him. The deliberate choice we have made to follow Jesus is in total awareness of the suffering it includes. Therefore, Jesus' command to his disciples to take up their cross in Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 indicates the death the disciples eventually had to endure. For a disciple of Jesus Christ to suffer for him is a privilege. Paul the Apostle wrote to the disciples of Jesus Christ in Philippi, "For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him." Philippians 1:29. Indeed, to suffer for Christ is a privilege granted by God. Further, to suffer for Jesus Christ is rewarding. Paul the Apostle writes in Romans chapter 8 verse 17, "If indeed we share in his suffering, we will also share in his glory." Yes, Jesus, who commanded his disciples to take up their cross, took his own cross to the Calvary. On the cross he carried, he was crucified. Eventually, he was buried. But on the third day, he rose again forever as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For a disciple of Jesus, cross, suffering, and death is not an end in itself. It is rather the beginning of the glorious and eternal life. Remember, taking up your cross is a divine call, a personal deliberate choice, a privilege, and a rewarding experience. Dear disciple of Jesus, have you taken up your cross? Let us take up the cross and follow Jesus.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.